The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It almost sounds like a public service announcement. But really, seriously, we need your creativity. This planet needs your creativity. I know. Everything creative about you has gone through some big storms over the past 52 weeks. And creativity has never been a good thing sometimes in your life because it beats you up. It keeps you awake at night. But you got to get stronger because we need you to get businesses back up on their feet again. And let's just move forward and become a stronger planet through everybody's creativity. Unplugged because we will all say yes to creativity. Totally uncut because we all make mistakes. So let's just turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Man, I have got the worst habit. I do. Now, my hair is long. And usually when it gets this long, I sit there and I can't keep my hands out of it. It gets all greasy and all that kind of junk. I have people with long hair who deal with that all the time. It's nothing new, but it's a habit. But that's not the habit I'm talking about. I got a new habit. I drink a ton of water. I've always loved water. And I once had a doctor tell me, dude, you got to stop, man. That's too much water in one day. But that's not the habit I'm talking about. I got a bad habit. And I really don't know if this habit started back in March. I don't know because I think that this daily thing where I think I have to bury my face into digital content and try to figure out what every single news outlet is talking about. That's my habit, man. I mean, I will jump from CNN to BBC to ABC, NBC. I mean, I'm all over them. I'll even go to the local newspaper, the Charlotte Observer, and then the local TV stations such as WCNC. And it's like, okay, what did you learn from any of this? You just spent 45 freaking minutes going through every single dang thing you can find. And what did you get from this? Nothing. Nothing but a bunch of opinions out there from people that think they're reporters when in fact they're not reporting. They're just offering an opinion. Man, that's where we're living, huh? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I've been a daily writer, not a journalist, a daily writer since July of 1994. I document life. I live in the presence of now, and what is moving through me now is important. Maybe not for you, maybe not even for me. It's just that it's using me to be able to create connections. I never know what kind of connections until way, 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 way down the path. This is The Daily Mess. What if those people who read a lot of content on social media were given a blank page? You know, a sheet of paper. Not a pencil, but a pen. And the goal is that you cannot scratch out anything. You can't erase it, can't do anything. You, a piece of paper, and a writing instrument, and you have to just write. The question is, do you think you can handle the openness of this playing field, this piece of paper, this writing instrument? The mental addiction of having to know or needing to know what you're holding and it's moving through you on your digital device. Every thought, every emotion, your anxiety to your depressions, to everything that you're dealing with. What are the chances that 98% of everything that you're experiencing daily is because of the content on your digital device? See, the thing is, and I'm just being open and honest with you, transparent. I walk into my writing discipline, that's my writing, before the sun even comes up. Before I even sit down to write anything, I've already been poisoned. Because the first thing I do when I get up, I gotta check the headlines. And then I got to bebop over there to Facebook. And then I got to go see my numbers to find out what the analytics are on the podcast. I literally poison myself. It's kind of like self-abuse. I know and I experience the steps beyond the headlines. And I feel like that I'm just a wild child that just keeps returning to the same crime scene. It's as if it's to release the anxiety, but it doesn't. Do we hold on to our smartphones in our hearts like a best friend? No. How protective are you of your smartphone? I'm extremely protective of mine. I've got to know where it is at all times, because I got to put my nose inside that digital device to find out what the headlines are. Not just the top headline, but I'm going to scroll that thing until I get down to the bottom where it says, want a job? Careers. You go that far? Yeah, I'm just trying to breathe my way through it. We all know what's going on in life, and we all know that the headlines are going to change, but the story doesn't. Have you caught CNN doing that? You know what? So does Fox News. That main headline changes, or they'll rearrange the stories, because then at that point in time, you're going, oh my God, something new's going on. And you're looking at it and you go, psh, I just read this story 3 days ago. It's a problem here. The headlines rarely are the same, but the stories are. And the question is, how are you digesting this? These people that say, well, you know, I decided to get off from Facebook, or I'm going to stay away from social media for the rest of my life. You know, why do I have a problem believing that? When someone says, well, I don't have any social media. I actually have a guy that I know that tells me that the only time that he gets his news is at the top of the hour, he'll get it in the morning on one of those like Good Morning America. And he stays there for 17 minutes. He says that everything that he needs in his life is in that 17 minutes. Everything else is a waste. That's his lifestyle. That's how he handles it. Now, I often wonder if the reason why I keep my face buried in the smartphone is because it's the broadcaster in me. It's the writer in me. It's trying to get the emotional connection, not necessarily to you, but through us to somebody else. We're poison. We're poison, aren't we? They make us keep coming back. You know, it's like Amazon. Once you start buying, you go there and buy one thing, you're coming back to buy another, and then another. The only problem is this is what I don't like about Amazon. I send more stuff back. Because when it gets here, if I could have just had that extra 35 seconds holding it in a real store, I would have decided that you know, I really didn't need to buy this. But once it arrives, I'm sitting there looking at it going, I don't need it. I don't know what I was thinking when I bought it. It's the same thing with the smartphone and all of that content. Oh, we read the trash. I mean, do you go to Facebook really to read the good stories? Do you go to Instagram to see the best looking pictures? No, because we all like being goofy. We all like just spilling our guts out there. And then when somebody doesn't like it, it's like, I'm Errol. And that's the Daily Mess.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.